Praise God, praise God. So, you know that in the past, I have taught you about a prophecy and the wars that would be coming forth. So today, I want to touch on something that I ministered before, which is on Psalm 83. So if you would all turn to Psalm 83, that's where we're going to be today. Amen? Amen? You're Psalm 83?
Okay. Amen. Amen.
So I want to talk to you. I want to break down Psalm 83 in light of what is happening in Israel today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to... Amen. Psalm 83 speaks of a war. Amen? But what I want to say is that many... I want to preface it by saying this. Many theologians disagree on whether this is a prophecy or whether this is a prayer. Amen? Some think that it's a prophecy that already took place in 1948... when Israel became a nation again. Amen. Others say, oh, this is a psalm of David. But this is not a psalm of David, because if you read the word, it says a psalm of Asaph. Amen. As a matter of fact, of all the 150 psalms, King David penned about 75 of them. So that you'll know that. Amen? Uh-huh. So I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to break down Psalm 83. And I'm coming from the viewpoint of Bill Salas. Bill Salas is a theologian and an author. Amen? But let me tell you very clearly that the psalm that Asaph, the seer, is the writer. The seer in biblical times was interchanged with the word prophet. Okay? So Asaph was also a prophet. And he headed up David's musicians in the temple. But at the same time, he was a prophet. So he penned these words, amen, of Psalm 83. Now, you know that we had discussed the war of Gog and Magog. I don't know if you guys remember it.
Yes.
We talked about the war of Gog and Magog. And some theologians said, oh, this has to do with the war of Gog and Magog. But this psalm speaks about different peoples coming against the nation of Israel, and different people, different ethnicities. Whereas Ezekiel 38, the war of Gog and Magog, speaks of nations coming against Israel. So they're not the same, right? And we spoke about the war of Gog and Magog, and the fact that some of the nations that are coming against Israel are Russia, Iran, Turkey. Right now, those nations are not directly into play. Okay? Okay. Also, Ezekiel 38, in reference to the war of Gog and Magog, says that Israel will be living securely in the land at peace before this war takes place. Is Israel at peace even before this current war? Was Israel at peace? No, not securely. It's been threatened since it became a nation. It's had enemies all over. Amen? So why do I want to do this song? Because I want the people of God to know that prophecies are being fulfilled. Prophecies, what our Bible says, it's what's going to happen. We are people whose Bible predicts 100% what's going to happen. Amen? No other book from any other religion can predict as our Bible predicts at 100%.
Amen.
So here's Psalm 83. Psalm 83 says, "Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. And do not be still, O God." So this seer, this prophet, Asaph, he's disturbed, right? He's beseeching God. He's begging God. Amen? He's asking God, don't hold your peace. Do not be still, O God. What does that mean? It means take action, O God. So he's asking God to take action. Okay? Some people think, like I said before, that this happened in 1948. But in 1948, Israel had just become a nation. Yes, there was an immediate war at that time. But this is speaking so clearly about the nations that surround Israel today. He says, "For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up your head." Excuse me, have lifted up their head. Amen? Your enemies. Who are the enemies of our God? Really, who are the enemies of our God? Is it not Islam? They say, those who hate you have lifted up their head. They've come forward. They're showing who they are. Amen. Now, let me preface this. For those of you that might get perturbed, I am not speaking of the innocent people, okay? You got that? I'm not speaking of innocent people. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He calls these people the enemies of God. Amen. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered one. This day, which we will get to who they are, this day have come together. They have conspired. They have conspired, amen, to what? To plot against whom? Against those who are protected by God. Who is protected by God? Israel. The nation of Israel. I don't know what your opinion is, but I love Israel. Because
amen.
God loves Israel.
Amen.
God chose them. Are they in a sanctified state? No. They're not. Are they very secular? Yes. But God made a promise to Abraham. And God is going to fulfill that promise. And in the end times, the word says that a remnant of the nation will be saved. And Israel is the center of the universe. Amen. As far as God is concerned, when he comes again, he is going to come down where? On the Mount of Olives in Israel. That's what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say the USA. It didn't say France, Greece, Rome. Rome.
The Mount of Olives.
It said the Mount of Olives, Israel, when God comes down. Amen? So they've taken, they're cunning. These are cunning people. They've come together to plot against the people of God. I mean, you got to see that what's happening today. Amen? They said what? And verse 4. "Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more." Oof. Isn't that what these terrorist groups want? They want Israel to be totally annihilated.
Yes.
That Israel doesn't exist. Amen? Now, the nation of Iran is not in this prophecy. But you know that their heart, that they supply weapons, and they want Israel to be cast into the sea. No more. and all the terrorist groups that surround Israel. Wipe Israel off the map so that Israel is remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They formed a confederacy against you. You may think that they're fighting against Israel, but they're fighting against the God of Israel. Why? Because they believe that Allah is God. And they believe that they have to annihilate the infidel. We are considered the infidel, and Israel is considered the infidel. So, you know, they have come against whom? The God of Israel.
God of Israel.
Amen. They consulted together. We've seen this in the past since October 7th. How many days have gone by? Amen. That these enemies of God have consulted together to come against Israel. You know, many nations, many here in the United States and over the world are angry with Israel. These little skirmishes, not little, but these skirmishes have been taking place since Israel became a nation. But this is the first time that the Hamas, I'm not talking about the Palestinian people. I'm not talking about the people that are in terror because of this terrorist government. I'm not talking about these innocents that they're so afraid that they have to do what Hamas orders. Amen?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hamas, amen, is a terrorist group. And they came into Israel. And I don't know about you, but they hid all the troops that were lined against the border during the time that they were sleeping. And they killed them. It says, for they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. Amen. So they've agreed to come against the God of Israel. Now, so what is, according to this psalm, who are these people? Who are these enemies of God? It says in verse 6, it says the tents of the Edoms. Those are the refugees. Those are descendants of Esau, that is Palestinian and southern Jordanians. It says the Ishmaelites. The Ishmaelites are the Saudis. Moab, again, Palestinians and central Jordanians. Hagrid are the Egyptians. Now, let me say this. The Palestinians are a mixture of different people that have settled in the land. Why do the Arab nations refuse to take them in? That has confused me. If you're so concerned about this little strip of land, take them in. You have to understand that when, and I'm not finished here, but when God gave this land to Israel, he said from the great river of Egypt. What is the great river of Egypt? I would think it's the Nile. To the river Euphrates that runs through Iraq and all those nations into the Persian Gulf. Do you know how much land that is? You think that the Arabs don't know that? They know what this is. They say he's a prophet. They know. You have many Arabs scholars that dispute what the Bible says. They know what the Bible says. God said to Abraham, I'm going to give this land to you and your descendants. And it was the land of Canaan. You know that land is Israel today. And God told the people of Israel, defeat all these nations, because if you don't, they will be a thorn in your side forever. Jesus. And they didn't listen. They didn't defeat all the people. Mm-hmm. And they've been a thorn in their side to this day. Now you say, oh God, you're so unfair. That was their land. Why did you give it to the Israelites? But who am I to dispute with God? Who are we? Again, we're not talking about the innocent. We're talking about terrorist groups. Amen. Now, so you see, so you have the Palestinians, the Egyptians. Now, let me say this. Egypt borders Gaza, the Gaza Strip. And in the beginning, there were missiles coming from Egypt. It wasn't the Egyptian government, but it was a terrorist. And Egypt put a stop to it. The Saudis is Saudi Arabia. But south of the Saudis are is Yemen, the Houthis. And they've been coming against Israel with power. Amen? I just want you guys to be aware of what's happening in the world today. We cannot live in a bubble. You have to see what God is doing. And you have to pray for those that don't know the Lord. You have to pray for them, that God will touch them. Do you know that the greatest percentage of new Christians is in the nation of Iran? Did you know that? Underground in Iran, who hates Israel. You have the largest growing number of Christians. If they're found out, they will be assassinated. Verse 7 says Gabal. You know who Gabal is? Hezbollah and the northern Lebanese. What's happening right now in northern Israel, which is Lebanon? Aren't they shooting missiles back and forth? It says Ammon, the descendants of Ammon are the Palestinians and the northern Jordanians. Now, Jordan hasn't gotten into this yet. Amalek are the Arabs of the Sinai Peninsula.
Menu.
Amaleks are the Saudi?
Ooh. No, Amalek are the Arabs of the Sinai area. You know the Sinai Peninsula? So it looks like yes. A angle on the map. Philistia is Hamas of the Gaza Strip. So we heard about Hamas and Hezbollah. Isn't that what's happening? And Tyre, you have Hezbollah and southern Lebanese. These are all names. Now let me explain this to you. The names Ishmaelites, Moab, Hagrits, Gabal, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, Tyre. These are the names that were in the scripture. When Bill Salas put these areas on a map of Israel, when he plotted them, these are the people that are living there today. Do you think God doesn't know who's going to be living where in the future? No mistake.
That's right.
And verse 8 says, even Assyria, which is, you know who? ISIS. And Syrians and northern Iraqis. And this is what the word says. Have joined them to lend strength to the descendants of Lot. Amen. You see what's going on today? This is prophetic. This is happening. This is what Bill Salas said, and he said this over 10 years ago. He said, when you see the Palestinian refugees and the Arab supporters confederating and conspiring to take the land of Israel away from the Jews, then Psalm 83 is about to be fulfilled. That's what he said. And when did the refugees become a reality? When Israel became a nation, right? The Palestinians then became refugees, right?
Yeah.
We gotta be prepared. No one knows the date, the time when the Lord is coming. But we have to get prepared. We have to look at global issues. You cannot only be concentrating on your little sphere of the world. You got to see what's happening in the entire world. We got to get prepared, and we got to get our family members prepared. Talk about global issues. I know some young men, the children of some women in this on this platform, that love to have these conversations. Have these conversations with your children, with your grandchildren. Don't shove anything down their throats, but have a conversation.
Amen.
So what is this seer, Asaph, petition of the Lord? He says, do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor and became like refuse on the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Seb, and all their princes like Saba and Salmunna. So this prophet, he calls attention to past victories in the book of Judges. Amen. This is in the book of Judges from chapter 4 to 8. You see that the Midianites were constantly plaguing Israel. And they oppressed Israel for 7 years. And the Canaanites oppressed Israel for 20 years. The people that had lived in the land. Amen. And yet they were both soundly defeated by Israel, the God of Israel. So this prophet is asking God, do the same thing. Get rid of them. Defeat them, oh God. You can check who gave Israel their land. God, you can go to Genesis. I know many of you have been through Genesis, chapter 12, chapter 15, chapter 26, various verses, Genesis 4 to 7, Genesis 15, 18, Genesis 26, Genesis 28, 13. All these are scriptures where God has given this land to Israel. Remember, Israel is still not saved, but they will be saved. So you know, their actions are based on what they have to do to protect themselves. They have been hit from all sides. Is war something that we consider wonderful? No. Innocent men and women on both sides are being killed. Are being killed. We have to pray for them. I keep saying we have to pray for the peace. Amen. And look what the prophet says. He says, make them like tumbleweed, my God, like chaff before the wind, as fire consumes the forest or a flame sets the mountains ablaze. So pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. In other words, completely destroy them. Now you say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But what if somebody did something to your child, to your family? What would your attitude be?
Amen.
And this is a whole country. And women and children, remember, they've been fighting since Israel became a nation, but nothing like this, where it was a surprise attack. Women and children and babies beheaded. And if you read the news, Hamas tried to say that Israel bombed that hospital, but they have brought evidence that it was a rocket fired by Hamas that went the wrong way. Amen. So the prophet is asking for these haters of Israel to be completely destroyed. Isn't that what's happening now? Didn't Israel say we have to destroy them? Isn't that what they said on the news? There's no coming back. There's no coming back. We can't let them exist. We can't let Hamas exist. We have to destroy them. Cover their faces with shame, Lord, so they will seek your name. Cover their faces with shame so they will seek their name. Seek your name. At the same time, he's saying that Let them seek the true God. Let them seek you, God. People say, oh, Allah is an Arabic word for God. People say it all the time. But Allah is not our God. Allah is not Yahweh. Allah is not Jehovah. Allah is not the Lord. Our God is not schizophrenic. Our God does not kill arbitrarily. Our God does not kill babies. Our God does not behead babies. Our God does not go around raping women.
That's right.
You have to see it for what it is, and you have to pray. You have to pray. And he says, may they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish with disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. You alone, whose name is the Lord. Whose name is the Lord. You know, the Jews in the Hebrew Bible, they would never mention the name of God. So that's why they say the Lord, or they use, there's four consonants. No vowels, like Yahweh, it doesn't have the vowels in it. Take the A and the E out. Amen? That's the way it's written in the Hebrew Bible, because they would never mention the Lord's name. But they call him the Lord, or the Anointed One, the Most High. So what they're saying, let him know that you're the Lord, that you're the Most High, that Allah is not God.
Right.
So, you know, this is a petition. This is a petition for God to do what? To utterly destroy those that are coming against Israel. They're not talking about nations. They're talking about ethnicities of people,
right.
Groups
right.
of people. Amen? What's happening today? Forget about the U.S. intervention for the moment. But have you noticed the military might of Israel?
Yes.
I'm not saying Ezekiel 37, I'm going to raise up these dry bones. And I'm going to breathe life into them, and I'm going to put sinew and flesh on those bones, and they will become a mighty army. Do you know that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, are a mighty army? Do you know that God birthed them again in 1948? They became a nation, and now they became a great military force. The Navy, the ground forces, the Air Force, the Navy, amen, of Israel. They're a tremendous force. My opinion is the Hamas and Hezbollah had no idea of how powerful Israel.
The strength of Israel, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So on October 7th, when Hamas launched an unprecedented, multifaceted, and sustained assault on Israel from the Gaza Strip, it was what? It was the 50th anniversary of Yom Kippur War, the 50th anniversary. You think the Arabs didn't know that? Oh, come on. We're not dealing with dummies. Of course they knew that. That's the point, the 50th anniversary. And at this point in time, we don't know how many other peoples will get involved in this war. Amen. So I'm thinking that this may be the beginnings of the Psalm 83 war, because at this point, the Jordanians are not in yet. and it does mention the Jordanians. They're on the west of Israel, Jordan. The north is Lebanon, and further north to the slightly to the east is Syria. The Mediterranean Sea is where the Gaza Strip is, and south is Egypt. I'm not saying that this is, but I'm saying, could this be the Psalm 83 war that the prophet Asaph was speaking of? It seems to be fitting, but we can't say anything 100% certainly until this comes to an end and we see all the participants. Amen? Amen. But remember this, that God gave Israel a land. God gave them. People want to put God in a box. God, you have to do this. Amen. I don't know who just put this map up. Thank you, Lisa, or whoever did. I don't know. But you see the map? You see the map? Look at this little strip.
You're welcome.
Here. See this little strip here? That's Israel. Look at Jordan. This is all Egypt. All of this, the Sinai Peninsula, all that's part of Egypt. This is the Gaza. The Gaza Strip is all the way down here. Down here. Amen. Here's Syria. Here's Lebanon. Hezbollah, Lebanon. Hezbollah has taken over the nation of Lebanon. Again, another nation that has been taken over by a terrorist group. Sponsored by Iran. Do you know that just the other day, Israel bombed the airports in Syria, the Aleppo and Damascus airports?
Yeah.
Because that's where everything is coming in. From Iran, weapons of mass destruction. Look at the Euphrates River. Who's that, Lisa? Is that you moving that around?
Sorry, it was me. I just want to take a picture.
I'm pointing.
Look at this. You see here the Euphrates River? Over here, this little light line right here. You see it over here where I'm pointing?
We don't see you pointing, Didi.
Oh, okay, you see what says back? You see where it says Euphrates River?
Yeah, yes, right here.
Right above that. See that line? That light blue line? That's the Euphrates River. You see where that? Now come all the way to Egypt and you see the River Nile?
Egypt.
Yeah. Do you see the land that God gave to Israel? From the River Nile to the Euphrates River.
Do you see
that the Arab nations want to give up that land? They know what the scripture says. Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. Speak to your children. Speak to your family. This is not a long lesson. I just wanted you to to see what's happening. What days are we? Lisa, can you take the map down, please?
Yes. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can see what's going on. We have to prepare ourselves.
Amen.
We have to get on our knees and ask God forgive us because we all do crap. We all do. There's nobody perfect here. The Bible says only one is perfect, and that's the Lord.
Amen.
We got to get on our knees and ask the Lord, what do you want from me? What is it that you want me to do? Don't ask the Lord what he wants another person in your ministry or another person to do. Ask the Lord, what are you requiring of me? And fulfill what he has required of you. And look at the world. Don't live in a bubble. I talk to people all the time and I get a little despondent because I feel like they're living in a bubble. This tells you that we're living in the end times.
Amen.
We're in the end times. If you start listening to various theologians, they all agree we don't know when the Lord is coming. But these are definite signs of the end times.
Yes.
The word of God said travel would multiply. Communications would multiply. Knowledge would multiply. and so on and so forth, pandemics would multiply. Pestilence would multiply. That's all in the word for the end times. Is that not what we're seeing?
Yeah.
We will be in a lawless society. The love of parent for child or child for parent will grow cold. How do we not see that? Do we not see that? Let's get on our knees. Look, let me tell you, Genesis 12:3 says about Israel, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Abraham. God made you a promise. Don't ever let a curse word come out of your mouth against the nation of Israel. No, they're not serving the Lord right now, but God chose them. God chose them. We want to put God in a box and say, God has to do this because I said so. And God doesn't have to do anything. And we may be disappointed, and many times in our lives, because God didn't do what we wanted him to do. But God is sovereign, and God knows what he's doing. And God has your best interests at heart. God loves you and your children more than you can love them. Your job and my job is to pray for them. Never stop praying for them so that we can see them in eternity. God is the one that saves. God is the one that changes hearts. We have to ask God, change his heart. Change her heart, oh God.
Amen. Amen.
And let's all pray that the whole world will come to a saving knowledge of God. The word of God says that when he comes, the gospel will have been preached everywhere. That they will come to know Jesus. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's not through Buddha. It's not through Mohammed. It's not through New Age. But Jesus is the door. And all these people on TV, all many ways to God. There are many roads to God. No, there's only one door. And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. And I will raise them up on the last day. Pray to the Father to draw your child to Jesus, to draw your grandchild, to draw your family members to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to leave you with that. My question is, what do you think? Might this be the Psalm 83 war? It's food for thought. Amen?
Amen.
It's food for thought. Amen. God bless you all.